Can you just give me a bit of a background on the present legal status of abortion in Aotearoa?
Sure. At present, abortion is not exactly legal. It's in the Crimes Act and it's against the law unless it is performed within the narrow confines established in the Contraception, Sterilization and Abortion Act. Now, these confines demand that certifying consultants must approve abortion. So you can't, women can't just decide whether to get an abortion. Women or pregnant people can't just decide whether or not they want to have an abortion. They have to get the approval of two certifying consultants who are basically random and have never met them before. Those certifying consultants can only approve an abortion if the grounds come within Section 187A of the Crimes Act. Now, those grounds include incest, pregnancy presents danger to the mental and physical health of the pregnant person, and there are a couple of, you know, extremely ill-worded and not at all modern grounds as well. If the woman is subnormal, and those are the words of the statute, or the child, if born, would be severely handicapped, also the words of the statute. You'll notice the rape is not a ground, nor is, you know, extreme age or extreme youth. This is because the Royal Commission was pretty sure that, you know, women would lie about rape, which shows you exactly what the Royal Commission thought of women. These are, however, factors that could be taken into consideration by the certifying consultants. So that's where it stands, and that's the place in which it stood for the past almost 50 years.
Could you possibly fill me in on what this new abortion legislation bill seeks to change and how it's going to increase access to abortion services for people?
The abortion legislation bill has a lot of good parts in it. It was mainly because it was formulated, you know, in order to modernize New Zealand's abortion laws. Because right now, our abortion laws are, you know, some of the most draconian in the OECD. And, you know, even after the abortion legislation bill passes, we're still going to be on the conservative side, but at least we'll be in a much better position than we are now. So what the abortion legislation bill will do is, first and foremost, any abortions up to the 20th week of gestation, you know, a pregnant person can simply decide for themselves and go seek abortion care. They don't need the approval of certifying consultants anymore. All they need to do is talk with the provider. And, you know, if the provider agrees to provide, which is what the provider does, then they get abortion care. You know, and obviously the abortion provider would not try to provide if it was inappropriate, like if they weren't pregnant. 99% and a bit of abortions in New Zealand happen before the 20th week. That's huge. 94% of abortions happen before the 14th week. So what this is going to do is, you know, by making it easier to access and by reducing the number of hoops that you need to jump through in order to access abortion care can be provided earlier. And the earlier it's performed, not only is the safer, even though it's a safe and routine health procedure that, you know, at, you know, pretty much all stages. So, up to 20 weeks, you know, that's covering a huge percentage of people seeking abortion care in New Zealand, and that's going to make their lives so much easier. Now, another big change is going to be the fact that you'll be able to self-refer. So pregnant people right now have to go through a GP or a doctor or, you know, somebody who refers them into the DHB's abortion system. After the bill passes, you'll be able to refer yourself directly into the service, which is huge because one of the biggest barriers that we found, you know, GPs as gatekeepers, because there's no way to tell if your GP is one of those who conscientiously obstruct access to reproductive health care, as they are allowed to do by law.
And we've seen some really emotional testimony in the debate surrounding abortion access. A lot of people have really bravely shared these stories about all the hoops they have to jump through in order to access what is, like, really, at the end of the day, a healthcare service, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this need for people to really, like, bring these stories forward and bring them into the public arena in order to really drive what is an essential law change.
Well, it's kind of sad that's what it takes in order to make this change. But you know, but it is what it takes. We're human beings, and we need stories. Stories are how we understand the world, and telling abortion stories is really dangerous and brave, because abortion is still so stigmatized that people who come forward with their abortion stories have every expectation that they're going to be pilloried, and in many cases they are, and that's unfair and it's terrible. But in a way, you can kind of see the logic behind it a little bit. I mean, the logic behind telling stories and people understanding things that they might not understand otherwise through stories.
People don't have to come forward with testimony of the rigorous sort of vetting that they undergo when they, you know, require like an open heart surgery or something which is maybe is essential to the continuation of someone's life and satisfaction of life, that people have to, these arguments that people have to make when they try to access an abortion service aren't the same that people...
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, no, you're absolutely correct. It's discriminatory. And this is the point that, you know, Al Rance has been making, you know, with our complaint to the Human Rights Commission and a complaint that will go to before the Human Rights Review Tribunal, possibly in this year. What we're saying is that, you know, the regime around abortion in New Zealand is discriminatory against women and pregnant people on the basis of, you know, gender and pregnancy. And that is against the law. I mean, it's against the Human Rights Act. So, you know, and what you say is absolutely true. It's the only safe routine health care that you have to go begging for.
So what is the what are the amendments to the abortion legislation bill look like? Is there anything that you're happy with or anything that you're unhappy with?
There are a few good ones. Jan Logie put in one to remove the section that talks about abortions after 20 weeks, because if you just remove it, then it just comes under, you know, there is no gestational limit. You know, it's the same criteria all the way up through the end of the pregnancy, which is good because, and it makes sense because abortions after 20 weeks, you know, are, you know, despite all the scaremongering that you'll hear from abortion opponents, abortions after 20 weeks happen because of medical necessity. They are not chosen. So it's not a situation where removing restrictions after 20 weeks is going to somehow open the floodgates. The floodgates, there aren't any floodgates. There is no flood.
One of the amendments to the abortion legislation bill allows service providers offering abortion services to opt out of appearing on the registry. Now,
oh, yeah.
why is it that a service that is committed to providing reproductive health care might not want to go on this registry?
Oh, obviously, because they are afraid that if they're on the registry, then people will know that they're providing abortions and they're going to have protesters out front with the kind of signs that you're seeing outside Parliament right now. Who wants that outside their business?
Nobody.
I totally would understand why people would not want to suffer that harm. In the first place, if you're a provider and you don't want to be on the registry, well, that makes it impossible for people who might use your service to find out about your service. It also makes your service inaccessible to people who don't know about it. And it makes no sense. But it shows the level of fear and, you know, apprehension, intimidation providers feel, you know, towards the kind of harassment that they expect they will receive. And this is exactly what Parliament should be dealing with, but it...
What is the public consensus on a need for greater access to abortion rights, according to available data?
Oh, well, according to available data, the population of New Zealand is quite strongly in favor of increased access and decriminalization. I believe the News Hub poll found that 69%, I think it was, of people asked support decriminalization, and the polling over the past year has pretty much been consistently in the high 60s. So in two-thirds and above, people support decriminalization of abortion, access to abortion basically for any reason.
Just wanted to ask if there was anything that you think is really important to sign off on or to add into the conversation.
This whole issue turns on trusting women and pregnant people. We would not be having any of these conversations if we hadn't been living under a basically sexist, misogynist system for the past 5,000 years. These are the falsehoods that our society is trying to slough off right now. And this bill is an important part of making that happen, because you have to trust people. I mean, we trust pregnant people to decide for themselves whether and when to become parents, and we think that the state should too.